You're listening to the Ask Drone You podcast. You ask, we answer your drone questions. Whether you're here to turn your passion into profit or you simply fly for fun, we're a community of learners and teachers who aspire to achieve greatness. We are
Drone You.
Hey everyone, and welcome back to another fantastic episode of Ask Drone You. Hope you're having a great day. Hope you go flying today. Hope you enjoy the weather outside and enjoy the fall air and enjoy being outside. One of the beauties of living the drone life is having that freedom to be outside in nature, get, you know, dose up on some vitamin D with some sunlight and truly enjoy what very few people have the opportunity to do, which is just work outside. It's amazing how happy it makes you.
Yeah.
I have to say this myself. I mean, I love being on ranches. So it is, I call it my zen zone. So if you're like me, go out and fly today.
Yeah, I think it's intuitive to a lot of folks to want to work outside, like my son, my oldest. He sees what I do and he likes what I do. But he also says, because I'm inside a lot, you're outside more. And he's constantly telling me, I want to be outside. I got to find something to do where I'm outside more. So it's just kind of inherent in all of us. So yeah, hope you're all able to do that a lot.
Definitely. But thanks for joining us for another awesome show of Ask Drone You. Today we have a very interesting question, which is brought to you by our friends at
Colorado Drone Chargers.
Boom.
Yes.
I didn't know where we were going.
I thought you were just letting me set you up.
No, I forgot who you said we were gonna advertise this show. So yeah.
No, we're very thankful for them. Great guys with a lot of fantastic products that you do a better job of describing.
Well, let's be honest. Okay, I went and did a search and rescue class up in Wisconsin. We met with the New Berlin Police Department. You know, got some interviews with helicopter pilots about doing search and rescue operations and how to. Before I went out there, PJ said, hey, I need you to bring your Phantom because I'm having a ribbon cable issue. Can you bring your Phantom? And I said, well, I was planning on bringing it anyway. I typically don't go anywhere without a drone. And he said, well, okay, please bring it. I've got batteries. You can use my batteries. And I said, well, I got my batteries, but do you have a Colorado drone charger? And he's like, no, I bought a cheaper version on Amazon. And I responded with, there's no effing way you're charging my batteries on that thing. I'm sorry, but like a proper balanced charge is so important for the endurance of the life of the battery. And those things aren't cheap. So I'm a little protective of them. And Colorado drone chargers is who I trust. So I specifically said, I'll bring a Colorado drone chargers quad charger. You guys should get one yourselves. Go to coloradodronechargers.com. See, that ad didn't turn out too bad.
No, that's when they're the most fun, when it's just real life because we use the stuff.
Hi, guys. It's Josh here from the United Kingdom. I've recently found your podcasts through iTunes, and I've now listened to them on Spotify. It's been extremely invaluable. I've learned an unbelievable amount. I just wanted to share my appreciation and express, you know, how much of a kick up the bum it's given me. I'm really on track now and building my business up. So in terms of my question, I just wanted to find out from you guys what you think about Leechi and Autopilot, and if there's a particular app, external app, that you use to, you know, fly, set waypoints and focus points when you're out and about and you have set jobs. Do you rely on these apps? Do you pre-program them? Do you set them on the job once you get there and you can see the you know, potential hazards? What's the best way to use them? And if not, what do you use, or do you not use them at all? Keep up the good work, guys, and I look forward to hearing from you. All the best. Thank you.
Thank you, Joshua. It's great to hear from you all the way from the United Kingdom. Appreciate you taking the time to chime in, and glad to hear things are taking off for you. That's always exciting when we hear from new pilots and new business owners and things are starting to go well. So hopefully we can help you out.
Glad we gave you a kick in the bum.
Yes,
I was
love
probably,
that.
I love hearing accents, so especially when they're real.
Yep.
And have to say, I greatly appreciate, I just appreciate your appreciation. So thank you. This is a great question. I just want to say that there are a couple applications. If you use a Crystal Sky, so let's make a couple assumptions here. Let's say you fly DJI, which according to a recent report from Embry-Riddle represents 72% of the market. I think it's higher than that, frankly, but I could be wrong. If you fly DJI and let's say you use a Crystal Sky, then what app should you use? Right now, there are only two apps that will load on Crystal Sky, Leechi and Pix4D Capture. So if you're using Litchi and you like using Litchi, it supposedly now works on a Crystal Sky. I haven't done it, but Bill from the NTSB, he does it and he loves Litchi because he's actually able to get everything he wants in one flight. You know, he plans it before he gets out there, auto loads it to the drone. And so at the fly-in, he goes, you know, I was really trying to map the accident scene as fast as possible and really show people efficiency. And I won't forget, someone was like, man, you should have saw Bill when he got up there for that mission. Get out of my way. Boom. And he's like,
turn the hat backwards.
And he's like, you know, I was really pushing the envelope, flying really low and, you know, really, really fast for mapping. And you got to be careful for mapping. You can't fly too fast because if you get any blur in the images, you know, obviously they're no good. So, you know, he did his grid mission and the double grid and his orbits, got everything he needed. And he's a huge advocate of Litchi. I like Litchi because you are able to plan things before you go out in the field. And for a lot of corporations, a lot of construction companies, engineering companies, and people who want to really develop drone teams, I think it's a great thing to have. There's another program out there that does it as well called UGCS. And UGCS is another fantastic program. We actually talked about partnering with them for a while, but it seems like, you know, with Litchi and these other applications that people may not be fully, you know, really on board with UGCS. I really like it personally. That's
what
just
do you
me.
Like about it?
I like that I can plan a double grid, an orbit, and a free flight mode all in one mission, as many batteries as I want. And it's just going to click, 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 do the whole thing. I mean, the whole thing. It's not like do a double grid and then land and then do your orbits, land and then do a free flight. It's like boom, 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 done.
And that's how you have to do it with Litchi?
Litchi supposedly, according to Bill, does that. So
okay.
I haven't used it myself. Because he uses it, I'm actually going to start using it and see what I can develop. But I think a really important point for everyone listening is that whatever application you use for automated waypoints and mapping missions, it's really important to always have a backup. Whether you're using Pix4D Capture to get your images, or whether you're using Map Pilot from Maps Made Easy, whether you're using Litchi, whether you're using UGCS, or whether you're using Ground Station Pro. And actually, I don't like Ground Station Pro because I don't know enough about it. There's so many variables in that program that oftentimes I have to really slow down. So that being said, there's also, when I talk about redundancies and having backups, it's also important to know what apps can do what. Because if you have these big mapping missions and you have an extreme elevation gain, let's say you're mapping a ranch on the side of a peak of a mountain, which we've done, you have to have an application that utilizes terrain awareness. So something like Maps Made Easy Map Pilot is fantastic for terrain awareness. Now, why is this important? Terrain awareness allows us to maintain a constant altitude over the land below us. That way we get the most accurate map and the most accurate detail and maintain the elevation so that we maintain a good ground sampling distance. If we have images from all different altitudes, it's going to be almost impossible to get one unique, valid ground sampling distance in our maps. So I think that's really important to know. The last question that he asked is, should you do it in the field or in person? This is another great question. For me, I had a lot of ranches that were kind of out in the middle of nowhere in like dead zones. So oftentimes I would literally get to the ranch and then, you know, be scratching my head and have to drive back to the highway to get cell service. This was before I bought a Wii Boost. I don't have to do that anymore. The Wii Boost really lets me get cell service anywhere. So
we should tell people where to get a Wii Boost.
Okay, let me get you a link right now, Rob.
Since you mentioned it, they're going to ask.
It's in my,
it's a good question.
On my website, Taking Flight, the whole gear guide, it's under the mobile command center section, but I will grab it right now for you. But anyway, I've had to go back and load the maps so I could actually map these locations. So there are a lot of times, I think it's important for you to know whether you're going to have cell service out there. So how do you know if you're going to have cell service out there? Well, thankfully to our house nerd, Jason from Nerds Limited. It's okay if I call him a nerd.
Since aptly named.
Yes, thank you. There's a new application called Tower Finder. And Tower Finder, check this out, tells you where all the different towers are based off of where you are. So it'll show you like T-Mobile. And yeah, this is, you can tell he's a nerd. Just listen to this. I have to play this. I'm sorry, Jason.
Oh, man. Check this out. Cell towers.
Like he's so excited. Oh man,
that's pretty cool.
Yeah,
that's really actually exciting.
Yeah, so you can figure out if you're going to have service out there or not. Now, one of the things is for a lot of people, they just pre-plan their missions, but oftentimes you can run into areas where you don't know what the MOCA is, the minimum obstacle clearance altitude. Oftentimes, you need at least 25 to 30 feet above that to map it properly. So sometimes when you could set up your mapping missions while you're away, you may not have the right data, but you can always just change the elevation right there. Having the maps preloaded offline in the background is really, really helpful if you're ever in an area that's just super congested. I think it would be good for most people to pre-plan, you know, having that, what is it called? Maps run in the background already, but you don't have to. Mm-hmm. So, all right, here, let me get this. By the way, this is what you should use for the office, because you're always having trouble with cell service. By the way, I found out why. It's because of the roof and the band of frequency that your phone operates on. That's why you have so much trouble. Hmm. Yeah, isn't that funny? Yeah. It's the roofing material. Okay, home booster kit. No, I'll just have to do this later and send it to you. Oh, there it is. The Wii Boost has literally taken, I mean, you know how many dead zones there are from here to Phoenix. It's taken many dead zones to two. I mean, literally.
Wow.
So now here's the thing. If you do use a Wii Boost, guys, and I'm going to give you the link below, just understand that if you just like are using your cell phone and then you turn on the Wii Boost and expect it to work right away, it takes about 60 seconds for the signal to cycle so that it's actually utilizing the transceiver from the Wii Boost. If you are driving out and about, it's, you know, it can help to put your phone in airplane mode, turn on the Wii Boost, wait 10 seconds, and then reactivate your cellular data. And that tends to work for me to really shorten the time for the recycle mode. So let me get this to you really quick.
Right on.
All right, guys. Well, that is going to do it for us today. I hope that really answers the question. As always, there are always variables for the answers of these questions, and I'm glad that we could give some information. Litchi is a fantastic application. I also know in autopilot, when you're doing orbits, you can set different elevations and different tilts of the camera to get really amazing detail when you are mapping large structured areas and you're using orbits. So that is another benefit. For me, I have found, I still, whenever I'm doing orbits or point of interest, I just utilize the point of interest mode. It's just so easy for me. I've really figured out how to get timed shots and everything, but everyone likes to do it a little bit differently. So there's our advice for the day. If you have a question, go to askdroneu.com. And if you haven't checked out the amazing community of pilots who motivate and inspire one another, I'm talking about the DroneU community. Check it out. Go to droneu.education today. Sign up. It's a dollar, and you get to look behind the curtain. And then in 2 weeks, when you're ready to continue on learning, because as we know, this technology advances at a rate that's kind of unprecedented. So you got to stay on top of it in order to stay on top of your business. Do that with the DroneU community. That's droneu.education. Thanks, guys, for listening. We really appreciate it. Talk to you soon.
We believe that videos, images, words, and sounds have the absolute power to inform, inspire, and entertain. We reject indecision, confusion, and vanity, for they work against the community. We are united under the virtues of safety and knowledge. We are a training community of learners and teachers who encourage and energize each other to achieve greatness. We are pilots, videographers, photographers, freelancers, business owners, enthusiasts, experts, and apprentices. We are creators. We are the DroneU.